Unlike many other parts of Africa where subsistence farming was the order of the day, the early Egyptians could farm and feed themselves, store food, and move it around. Crucially, this freed them for other activities. Like making pottery, metalworking, manufacturing wheels for carts, perfume making, and of course, large building programs.
There's an attraction in Cairo which you can get to by boat on the River Nile. It's popular with both locals and tourists. It's called the Pharaonic Village, and it tries to recreate aspects of daily life in ancient Egypt. I'm passing now by some papyrus, and in ancient times, this grew abundantly in the wild in marshes and was later cultivated. Papyrus was used for a variety of purposes, most importantly, of course, for writing. These two women are using ancient methods to make papyrus into paper. They slice it and then they flatten it before putting it out into the sun to dry. At one time, the ancient Egyptians may even have eaten papyrus, but they definitely also used it for baskets, mats, wicks for oil lamps, as well as boat making. It's hard to imagine that this is turned into writing paper, but it is because of papyrus and the development of writing in ancient Egypt that we have so many records that tell us a lot about ancient Egypt, compared especially to other early civilizations in Africa.